Europa is tiny, just under 2,000 miles in diameter, and it's very cold, minus 260 degrees. The entire moon is covered in a layer of ice perhaps 15 miles thick. But Europa may have a hidden heat source beneath the surface. Europa orbits Jupiter once every 3.6 days in an egg-shaped path. The gravitational pull from Jupiter changes constantly, stretching, then compressing Europa. This process is like kneading a piece of clay to make it warm and soft. And the heat produced may be enough to melt the underside of the ice sheet, creating a hidden ocean of liquid water, protected from the vacuum of space by the solid ice above. If so, there could be aliens living here. Creatures that have evolved to exploit this dark and ancient water world. I think it's even reasonable to guess at some of their physical features. Here would probably swim in a similar way to our own ocean life, since liquid water is the same stuff everywhere. They might use chemicals in their skin to generate their own light, as many deep sea creatures do back home. They might even swim in school-like colonies just as aquatic animals do on Earth. But even if advanced animals do live inside Europa, I think they're unlikely to be trying to make contact with us anytime soon. They'd exist cocooned in an icy shell 15 miles thick, so they'd be blissfully unaware of the universe beyond. To find them, we'd need to send a mission here, which would be even more risky and expensive than visiting Mars. I hope one day we will discover Europa's secrets. But before then, it's worth continuing our journey to search for aliens with a wider outlook. I think we need to leave our solar system and voyage into the vastness that lies beyond.
Stars surround us in the universe, but until recently, no one knew how many had planets in orbit around them, let alone if any of those planets could support alien life.
Finding out is tough, because stars are big and blindingly bright. Planets are tiny and dark. Spotting them requires technology on an enormous scale. The binocular Keck telescope in Hawaii, with its twin 30-foot mirrors, is one of the most powerful land-based telescopes ever built. But even this vast machine can't see distant planets. Instead, it looks for stars that wobble